It's 3 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Fatima Taxawala with Cam Axford and Roy Heron. In the weather, it's a cloudy 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Mike Duffy pleads not guilty in trial. B.B. King rushed to hospital this weekend. Missing York student found safe. Now to our top story. Mike Duffy pleads not guilty during his court trial this morning. He is accused of billing the Senate to attend family events. The suspended senator allegedly abused his expenses allowance from the very beginning. Duffy battles against 31 charges of fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. A man is arrested and charged for kidnapping a 27-year-old woman for 5 days. Police say the man met her near Sherbourne Street and Shutter Street before going to the man's home. Police have charged 43-year-old Rehan Perron with multiple counts, including kidnapping and sexual assault. After accusations of offensive language, a Ukrainian classic pianist is now replaced. Valentina Lisita will not play at Canada's Toronto Symphony Orchestra because of what TSO calls her provocative comments. The president of TSO says their priority must remain on being a stage for the world's great works of music and not for opinions that some believe to be deeply offensive. The matter went to social media with the hashtag #LetValentinaPlay. A missing York student is found safe after her whereabouts were unknown for weeks. She was last seen March 20 near Kingston Road and Beech Grove Drive. Amina Lawwell went missing after meeting up with a study group on her 19th birthday. Her mother says that it was the last time she heard from her daughter. At the time, police had said the disappearance was unlike Lawwell, and they feared her safety was in jeopardy. And that's the latest news. Now here's sports with Roy.
Thanks, Fatima, and hi, everyone. The Jays resume their season opening series against the Yankees tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. They're looking to build off a 6-1 win in Game 1 yesterday. Edwin Encarnacion led the offense with a 2-run homer against Masahiro Tanaka. Rookie second baseman Devin Travis also homered in his Major League debut. He's the first Jay since J.P. Arencibia to homer for his first Major League hit. Drew Hutchison gave up just 3 hits as the youngest opening day starter in Blue Jays history. The Jays will turn to R.A. Dickey tomorrow night in New York. First pitch is at 7. The Leafs are off today after beating Ottawa on Sunday. The team is 3-1-1 in their last 5 games as they finally begin to embrace the role of spoiler. They stole a crucial point from the Senators in the shootout Sunday night to win 3-2. With the loss, the Sens now faced a must-win game tonight against the Penguins to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Buds are back in action tomorrow night in Columbus. They'll face a Blue Jackets team that has been red-hot, going 9-0-1 in their last 10 games. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Raps are in Charlotte tomorrow night looking to get back in the win column. The team is struggling without Kyle Lowry, having lost 15 of their last 23 games. Head coach Dwayne Casey updated Lowry's status yesterday. The injured point guard took part in non-contact drills in practice and will be reassessed later this week. Lowry has been out since March 24th with back spasms. The Raptors are also missing Amir Johnson, who is suffering from a sore ankle. There is no timetable for his return. And finally, all eyes will be on Tiger Woods as round one of the Masters gets underway this Thursday at Augusta National. Woods surprised many by announcing his late entry into the tournament on Friday. It will be his first major of the year. He has never missed the cut at Augusta. And that's all for sports. Stick with us after the break as Cam Axford shares the latest buzz in entertainment news.
The Omega Speedmaster, Gray Side of the Moon, is inspired by the Apollo 8 astronaut Jim Lovell's famous words, "The moon is essentially gray. Nothing lies in black and white. Be mysterious. Stay in the gray. Crafted with perfection." Here you go, guys. Let the ladies moon over you.
It happened again. You missed your fantasy draft. You're in last place. Don't lose all your money again. Go to tsn.ca for up-to-the-minute facts. Breaking news, scores, stats, expert analysis. Get back in the game. TSN.ca, because if you're not first, you're last.
Welcome back to Observer Radio News. I'm Cam Axford with the entertainment headlines. Blues legend B.B. King is in hospital following diabetes-related complications over the weekend. The 89-year-old was admitted to treat dehydration, a symptom of type 2 diabetes. His daughter, Claudette King, told media that despite remaining in hospital, his condition has greatly improved over the past few days. BB King was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes over 20 years ago. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was forced to cancel an ongoing tour in October after suffering dehydration on the road. Compton hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar is engaged. The 27-year-old rapper confirmed his proposal to longtime girlfriend and high school sweetheart Whitney Alford on Saturday. This news comes just weeks after Lamar's album, To Pimp a Butterfly, secured a number one position in charts worldwide. He stated that he always intended to marry Alfred, who he's been with for 10 years, and said, "I wouldn't even call her my girl, that's my best friend." An investigation into elder abuse surrounding American author Harper Lee has been closed without any findings. The Pulitzer winner, who penned the classic To Kill a Mockingbird, gained the world's attention after announcing a sequel earlier this year. The new book, titled Go Set a Watchman, was announced to mixed feelings. Throughout her career, Lee often stated she was proud that Mockingbird was her only published title. Many speculated family or someone in her assisted living home was coercing her to release a new publication. The Alabama Department of Human Resources announced yesterday that Lee was releasing the book out of her own will and that the 88-year-old was of sound mind. That's the entertainment news. Now back to Fatima.
Thanks, Cam. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.